Good Day Journal. Attention everybody, I'm gonna show you a brand new dance. It's called the walk, the walk. Just let your body talk till you're deep in a trance. You don't need no partner, you can walk all alone. Whenever you feel the groove, just let your body move. Walk into a beat of your own. Hey, everybody walk your body. Oh, everybody walk. You, everybody walk your body. Oh, everybody walk. Yes, I hear you, Creator. It's the walk by Morris Day and the Time, playing this morning on the celestial jukebox and psychic sound system known as your heart and mind. Yes, walk your body. Everybody walk. Just let your body move. Walk into a beat of your own. You don't need no partner. You can walk alone. Well, damn. Who knew that those words would prove to be so accurate? Who knew from time back that those words would aptly describe you? You don't need a partner. You can walk all alone. Just let your body move. Walk into a beat of your own. Yes, you must walk. And you better, if living your best life means anything to you, you had best be ready to walk to a beat of your own and do so alone. You had better not need to get prepared to walk. You must stay ready to walk alone, to walk to a beat of your own. Each day you walk along the divine trail prescribed for your life. Only you know where you want to go. Only you know where you ask the Spirit to take you into this life. Such is why you can unequivocally state that the Source orders your steps divinely. Some say run, don't walk. But you don't think we should run through life. Especially not the good parts. Instead, we should move about in slow motion during those glorious moments. We should go at a snail's pace during the good times, as if each slow step is like eating a great meal. We should go at the slowest pace possible when life is at its best, as if we are loving a great love before a long separation begins. Do it nicely and slowly. Go into this day slow and easy. In the soulful sound of the SOS band, embrace the day in the spirit of the song. Take your time. Baby, we can do it. Take the time. Do it right. We can do it, baby. Do it tonight. This morning, this afternoon, and this evening. Take your time. Do life right. Today for its entirety, focus intently on taking your time and doing life right. Walk your body towards your best life. However, run as fast as you can from any people, places, or things where you find yourself being less than your best. Don't walk, but run from anything or anyone who attempts to get you to take the gift of the present for granted. Run away from those things and people fast. Run away fast. Run away now from those living like grace and those restrictive genes who, unlike the liberated grace, wore a camisole. The words, everybody walk your body, everybody walk, can also be a call for exercise. Walking is the way you stay in shape. You walk your body each morning on the beach. Walking with Journey is the way you start every day when you are in town. A walk with Journey is part of a routine that keeps you moving upward and onward on your track to remain a serial bestseller, award-winning author, and global public intellectual. Walking is an uncomplicated way to keep weight off. Walking is a no-brain approach to remaining fit and trim. It's no less than 10,000 steps of walking for you. But you tell anyone who asks that, like Morris Day and the Time, the key to a great life begins when you walk your body. There's no time to stand around and do nothing. The least you can do is walk. Move, for God's sake, move already. Move your body already for the love of God. You walk your body daily because doing anything less would disrespect the spirit. Why would you have the gift of legs and feet if the divine did not intend for you to walk all alone and to walk to a beat of your own? Moving helps keep a body young. Moving helps your body stay good. Walking is a form of movement that works well for everybody who can walk. If you are able, you should walk your body. Everybody should walk. So many folks try to make being in excellent health extremely complicated. They think they need trainers and all sorts of sophisticated exercise equipment. But nothing could be further from the truth. All we need to do is move our bodies. All we need to do is begin with the simple walking routine. You might first need to get out of those tight jeans and put on some baggy pants. Easy access, baby. But that's another level of walking. That's a whole other spin to moving your body. But I digress. You have a good walking routine for your mind, body, and soul. When you walk, you do so with two primary objectives. One, to hear from the divine. You walk and do so seemingly alone because it is a time when you know God walks with you. Folks can't see the extra footprints, but they're there. Mentally, when you walk, you know that the divine walks and talks to you. Walking in silence is when you find out what the infinite wants of you. And it is during the walk that you discover if you are still reverberating on God's designated wavelength. As you've already explained, walking is a way to remain in good health. Dare you say, excellent health. Walking helps you stay in the best shape of your life. There is a direct correlation between walking and being 165 pounds of twisted steel, covered in premium Sim Sweet Ooey Gooey melt in your mouth, not in your hands hot dark sexual chocolate. Chocodonis and Chocrates, you are because you walk and walk. You walk and have no reluctance to do so alone. You walk and freely do so, playing and hearing the beat of your own. Walking is soulful. Walking feeds your heart and mind. Walking as you do so daily on the sand grounds you mentally and connects you spiritually to God. Walking as you do with the elements of the sun beaming down on you and the light touch of the wind against your skin, you feel the presence of the all-knowing. When you walk in this atmosphere, you know you are moving about in an environment conducive to being the best version of yourself. So today, as you do each day and pray that you should you receive a tomorrow, you can do the same thing again. You walk. And as Morris Day sang, just watch where you walk or your life, you're gonna lose. In other words, I'll walk you till you're dead. Right now, walk your body. Walk your body all day to a beat of your own. Walk your body always and forever, feeling no fear or reluctance to walk alone. Hey, everybody, walk your body. Oh, everybody, walk.
Yoo-hoo-hoo. Reflect and write. In today's journal, Nate provides different ways to think about something many of us take for granted, walking. First, he invites us to consider how we are moving through life. Are you rushing your life away, missing the opportunities to embrace and walk through the best parts of life, running through the moments the Creator designed especially for us, and overlooking the messages provided along the way? What would it look like if you intentionally slowed down and approached each day walking the path intended just for you? Would this mean spending time in quiet reflection before communicating with another or scrolling through social media? Possibly writing your journal forward entry to prepare you to walk through the day. Your walk through life is uniquely designed for you. How are you moving forward? Speaking of walking through the day, how are you physically moving your body? This is the second part of walking Nate asks us to consider. How much walking do you actually do? How might a walking routine benefit your mind, body, and soul? Is it time for you to get to walking? now act. Today's action is simple. Put on some comfortable shoes and walk your body. Everybody walk. A good walking routine benefits your mind, body, and soul. Set out with two intentions. One, remaining healthy, and two, connecting with the divine. When you return from your walk, take time to slow down and reflect on the experience. What did you see, hear, and feel while on the walk? Create a plan for how you will repeat this tomorrow. Share this with your accountability partner. Now journey or walk forward.